I often describe it to people, once you see the Halal Metropolis, you can't unsee it, because it is a lot of these things that we might perceive to be mundane. It's signage, it's storefronts, it's things on menus, streetscapes, it's what people are wearing. And once you start compiling it all together, you kind of get an understanding of, oh, this is like, this is a phenomenon, you know, this is actually something that really exists, you know, within our community. And so part of it is you see how Muslims create that visibility, and there's also non-Muslims who create that visibility as well through accommodations. One example that I always like to use is if you were to go to Whole Foods during Ramadan, you'd see signage throughout the store that as advertising for Ramadan. Stores like Kroger's and Meijer's and other stores and businesses, Rite Aid, you know, another example, particularly if you're in places like Detroit, Dearborn, or Hamtramck, you'll see signage and you'll see accommodation and you'll see visibility around Muslim needs.
So why illustrate that with this photo exhibit? Why was it important for you to work on a project that kind of sends this message home to people that, like you said, may not realize it, but after seeing this photo exhibit, it's tough not to notice again?
So it's not just a photo exhibit. We're the project started as a photography documentary project, and I'm working with two partners on this project: Osman Khan, who's an artist and the chair of the MFA at the University of Michigan at the Stamp School of Art and Design, and then Sally Howell, who's a historian at the University of Michigan Dearborn. And then over time, the project, we started thinking of it as more of an art project, especially when Osman joined the team. He really sort of closed that loop around it being an art project. And so we also wanted to curate work from different Muslim artists in the area as well to sort of contemplate on the idea of visibility and what that means to them. And so in the exhibits, what you'll see is you will see some photography, both archival photography that we've curated and collected from Muslim photographers from several generations. And you'll also see contemporary photography, but you'll also see other types of visual art. We have video installations, we have textiles, we have other types of three-dimensional art as well, sculptural work. Osman will be creating some original work as well for the project. And we've been working with a lot of artists in the area to collect work that they've created over the years to express their thoughts and their ideas on this concept of visibility.
This exhibit will travel quite a bit. I believe there's six destinations,
right? We
have
six scheduled right now. We start in Detroit. The next one is in Hamtramck at Bangsui, which opens August 30th over Labor Day weekend. After that, we're going to Howell, Michigan. We're actually going to be exhibiting the show at Cleary University. After that, the University of Michigan Dearborn, the University of Michigan Ann Arbor, the Stamps Gallery in the summer of 2020. and then at the end of 2020, we go to the Anton Art Center in Macomb County, actually.
So Hamtramck's obvious, Detroit's obvious, Dearborn's obvious, but Howell and Macomb are a little less obvious in terms of any art exhibits that travel, not just ones focused on Muslim communities. So why pick those communities?
Yeah, and we may actually, in 2021, we may actually go to a few other places as well, places like Downriver. We wanted to go to these places because in places like Detroit, Ann Arbor, Dearborn, Hamtramck, the visibility with Muslims is pretty prevalent, and people are familiar with Muslims. If anyone's eaten at a halal restaurant, knowingly or unknowingly, has experienced Muslim culture in one shape, way, or form. In other places, like perhaps Downriver, Macomb County, or Howell, the visibility for Muslims is a little bit more lacking, or it might take place through Islamophobia or some other type of tension, because one form of visibility is Islamophobia. And so that's one of the reasons why we wanted to go to these places, to build bridges with communities as well that may be less familiar with Muslims, Muslim culture, things like that. And one of the things that we found is that in places like Howell, you know, working with Clare University and the Anton Art Center and Macomb County, the response has been incredible. I mean, they have been really supportive, and they've had a real strong desire to bring this project to their sites. And so in that regard, it's been really refreshing working with them.
It makes me wonder, when you say that it's been so well received in Macomb and Howell, does it kind of break the idea of these communities and the beliefs they may have about other people?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that we think of when we think of places, particularly like Macomb County, especially during the 2016 election, is that, you know, that there is a lack of diversity, there's a lack of thought, you know, there's sort of one kind of an opinion, and that minorities, ethnic and religious minorities, would not find a favorable environment in these places, you know. And so there have been cases of Islamophobia, and there have been incidents, you know, in those areas. But, you know, part of our surprise has been when we took the project to these places, at least the groups that we've been working with, and at the Anton Art Center and Clare University, there has been a really positive support. And they also see that, you know, part of our conversations with these institutions has been that they are also really focused on breaking down these stereotypes and having this type of diverse range of work that they want to show in their gallery spaces to help break down those stereotypes and help build bridges between communities. And so it actually works in all of our favors, you know, to have work like this be shown in places like Macomb County. I think it works in their favor to help break down the impressions or the stereotypes that people might have about Macomb County. And then on our side, it helps us break down the stereotypes that people might have about Muslims, you know, in places like that as well.
By shedding light on one community, we're learning about another.
Absolutely.